It's eat, drink, talk.
Yum, yummy.
The wine is uncorked, the bourbon neat, the apps are on the table.
Yum,
and here comes the main course.
Yummy.
Welcome to Eat, Drink, Talk. I am Carolyn McLean, one of your hosts, alongside Rick Redding, my friend. Sometimes my foe, but today my friend, Rick Redding.
How are you?
We're a good couple. We never fight.
We are a good couple. We're a good couple. Look, I have been really jazzed about the show because we have Chef Madeline D, and you know I love my TV. And Madeline D is a Louisvillian that is the executive chef and owner of Fond, and she was just on Food Network. So I had like 1,000 questions for her. So you're going to hear that interview in just a minute.
I don't know any of the I don't know what number Food Network is on my TV. So
Well, shame on you.
I'm sure that's interesting.
Shame on you.
I'm sure that's going to be great.
How can a foodie not watch Food Network?
I don't claim the title foodie.
Well, what do we have coming up on the show, buddy?
Eating and drinking and talking about stuff. Our website, if anybody is listening and we want to check it out, is eatdrinktalk.net. You can listen to past episodes of this show and see some news about what's going on in town right there. On eatdrinktalk.net, and we should do the show each and every week. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Because we get to talk about all the things that we go around town and do.
And by the way, guess what I am doing around town? I'm going to support our title sponsor, 4th Street Live, on Wednesday. I'm going down there.
Going to the farmer's market.
I am going to the farmer's market to get my stuff for 4th of July.
On the 4th of July?
Feast. Yes, I'm bringing my bag down. I have free parking, and I'm loading up on my corn on the cob, which is totally in season, and bringing back a huge bag of that for the grill. 4th Street Live Farmers Market every Wednesday.
Very cool. I understand there's a Crescent Hill 4th of July fest thing.
You mean like fireworks fest and stuff?
Yeah, so, you know, I'm embracing my new neighborhood, and I'm going to participate in that.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be fun.
All right.
4th of July.
Picnic it up.
Since it's so dang hot outside, it's tough to get through things. But anyway, we have a lot to talk about on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And
there's a lot of restaurant news.
Yeah, there is. And there's the stuff we're doing. And then there's stuff Madeline's doing, which I'm very excited about. Mm-hmm. She's the real thing, real deal. So we want to thank our sponsor, 4th Street Live, for being a part of this show. And all the things. I just wrote something else about them. You know who's coming? It's probably somebody you really like.
Who?
Nelly.
You mean Nelly, like the singer?
Yeah.
Like rapper Nelly or Nelly Furtado Nelly?
No, Nelly the
like
rapper.
Like Nelly the rapper? Yeah,
coming
I'm
August
down.
3rd to 4th Street Live.
Oh, you've got some. Is that scoopage? Because I haven't heard this.
Well, I think it's just being announced.
Okay, cool.
So,
That's going to be fun.
Understated way of breaking.
As my 12-year-old would say, that's going to be lit.
That'll be lit up. There's a bunch of other people coming. Somebody called B Sim, who is a local. I guess rapper DJ. DJs, apparently that's the thing with. I sound like a really old man. The thing with the kids these days, they have DJs come to their thing. There's famous DJs.
All right, cool. All right. Well, we love 4th Street Live, so support 4th Street Live, Farmers Market and Concerts.
Yeah, that's in August. My favorite other event at 4th Street Live is Vault in the Ville. It's last weekend of July. And my friends, the Heisers, are involved in Vault in the Ville. They run pole vaulters down the middle of 4th Street, and they jump up, and they don't hit the crosswalk or anything. They get really high, though.
Okay.
All right, well, let's get enough of that stuff. Let's get on with the show. Madeline D., why don't you introduce our listeners to Madeline.
Yeah, take it away, Chef Madeline D.
If you're looking for quality food, fun bars, and several nightlife hotspots, 4th Street Live is the place for you. Not only is it located in the heart of downtown Louisville, but each of these venues are just a few steps apart. Come enjoy an afternoon meal with your family, watch the next big game, or bring your friends for a fun night out. Head over to 4th Street Live and see for yourself.
Welcome back to Eat, Drink, Talk. I'm Carolyn McLean with Rick Redding, and we have, drum roll please, Rick.
Drum roll.
A celebrity chef in studio with us today, executive chef and owner of Fond, Madeline D. And you may have seen her on Food Network Chopped because she was a contestant a few weeks ago.
That's very true. Thank you for having me.
We're glad to have you. Oh, my goodness.
And Rick's getting phone calls in the middle of the friggin' segment. This is classic Eat, Drink, Talk. But we're going to keep rocking and rolling. Welcome to the studio.
Thank you.
What I want to start with Food Network because I was sitting in my bed sipping wine when they announced a Louisville chef was coming on the show, and I was wondering if it was a rerun because I hadn't heard of a new Louisville chef coming on the show. They announce you. I realized quickly it is not a rerun, so I told everybody in my house they need to shut it down. Mommy is going to watch the segment uninterrupted live, drink my wine in peace, and you rocked it.
Thank you.
So how did you get on the show?
So a year and a half ago, at this point, I got a phone call from Food Network, and I thought that it was a prank. And so I was like, okay, yeah, Food Network. What do you want, Food Network? And they were like, we got this really high recommendation for you from Chef Edward Lee, and we'd really like for you to come be on our network. And I was like, oh, okay. Oh, and so they were like, yeah, so this is real, and we'd like for you to come be on Chopped if you'd like to. And then I, of course, said yes, because I couldn't really turn down a recommendation like that.
Of course.
You know, and I was terrified because I'm not a very competitive person, and I'm very, very, very creative, which means that I have ideas that are bigger than like the time would allow for. And I was like, there's no way I can come up with an idea and execute it in 20 minutes that's going to be even remotely original. And like, I had all this anxiety, but I thought, okay, I'm going to do it. I really want to honor Chef Edward Lee's recommendation. And so I decided to do it. And then we ended up actually filming late last year, and so I had to spend about 7 months being quiet about, you know, who the guest judge was, and I had to be quiet about the results and the fact that I'd even done it. So it was like a full year and a half of just total silence and secrecy, and it was so hard.
Well, really cool. So did you cook with Chef Edward Lee? I mean, how did he know that you would be good for the show? What was the connection?
Well, Edward's always been really supportive of me without actually being deeply connected with me. I think he's always seen a little bit of kind of a fire and a passion for mm-hmm. what I do. And so he's always been tremendously helpful and supportive, and it has given me opportunities and just kind of come out of the woodwork all of a sudden to be like, hey, everybody should go to this restaurant. And then he just kind of disappears again. And he's just such a lovely, supportive person who really cares about young chefs. And
okay.
So I think when he sees a spark in somebody, he really wants to be supportive, no matter how much that means that he can give his time, you know, because
right.
he's so busy, and he's not usually here most of
right,
the time.
Right.
And he's got this, all these other restaurants and other places, and he's just been tremendously supportive, and I've been really grateful for that. But I've done a little bit of work with him at 610 Magnolia, mm. and I helped a little bit at Milkwood a couple of times for events, and I've always tried to be supportive back, but he's done a lot of wonderful things for me that, you know,
that's so cool.
Yeah. And so I'm so grateful, and I don't 100% understand it, but I'm so happy about it, and I just think the world of him.
That's great.
Yeah. So it was difficult.
It sounds surreal.
Yeah, it really was, and that's why I thought that it was a prank, because I was like, surely somebody is just like messing with me right now, and I'm too tired, and I don't have enough energy for this. And so, but it was very real, and the whole situation was surreal when we actually went to go film it, and the entire process. It truly is like it's not real.
Mm-hmm.
And so you get two choices, and one of them is that you take it really seriously and you potentially just kind of make yourself look like a jerk because you're taking it so seriously, or else you just kind of relax and you're like, whatever, this is like the weirdest thing I've ever done in my life.
Was it the weirdest thing you've ever done?
It's so strange. And so
does it feel manufactured, like they sweep you away to a nondescriptive place and then you walk into this set that's a kitchen?
Yeah, I mean, it's like a dream.
Okay.
And the whole point of it is that you're kind of knocked off your game so that you don't have any control, and so you respond to different pressures and stuff, and they want the show to be interesting based on what your responses are to whatever they do. But what I was really blown away by was how much of it is not planned
uh-huh.
and rehearsed. And
okay.
so like the competition's totally real.
So it's truly not scripted.
No, not at all. And like, and they have no idea about so many things. And I thought, okay, I've signed all this paperwork. This is some of the most serious paperwork I've ever seen in my life. And surely we're going to get in there. And the reason that we signed all these non-disclosure agreements is because it's fake.
Mm.
And they're going to be like, okay, open up your basket, and then you have an hour to plan what you're going to do. And
yeah.
they'll bring you back and pretend like you just opened your basket. But instead you open your basket and they're like, 20 minutes, go.
Okay. Is it true that though, that when you walked out prior to receiving the basket, mm-hmm. that you saw the judges for the first time, mm-hmm. and you were like, holy shit, it's Martha Stewart.
Yes, and they messed with us all day, like all morning, and they were like, we have this guest judge, and you know, she's somebody who's really, really cool and like really well known, and you're never gonna guess who it is, but we're gonna give you these clues. And they gave us the most absurd clues ever. And like, if we had had our cell phones on us and mm-hmm. been able to Google anything we wanted, not in a million years would we have ever been able to figure out who it was. So we're like racking our brains and totally freaked out and super excited. And they walk us out for the appetizer round past the judges, and it's Martha Stewart.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like glowing from head to toe in gold. And she's got like 6-inch
like
stilettos
Martha.
On. And she's, and what was so cool about that was that she's actually very warm.
I love it.
And she's like friendly mm-hmm. and fun and yeah. witty and silly, and like gave us hugs and like, and it's not that I really expected her to like be a monster or anything.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
like, she's got a reputation, and
right.
people expect her to be so snobby and just so
I love her.
Cold, but like she's so fantastic.
I love her. I mean, she survived prison, for God's sake.
Yeah.
She
prison.
Built, you know, an empire, yeah. and she cooks with Snoop Dogg.
Exactly. And
I
she's,
mean, like, how can you not be cool?
Yeah, she's brilliant. I mean, she's really, truly. She was a surprise,
yeah,
for sure. And she's so much warmer than they actually had her be in the episode.
Yeah,
you know, she was so kind and just yeah. really lovely. Well, and I wanted to hang out with her.
You did great.
Thank you.
You did well. You got knocked out. What, second round, third round?
I got knocked out in the entree round.
Yeah,
and there were two reasons.
Yes.
One of them is that I deep fried a truffle.
Yeah, that's what I remember.
It was so good. Oh my God, it was so good. It was like white truffle that I put inside of. It was basically a stuffed French toast sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
And so I actually put like pate and white truffle inside of French toast, soaked it, and then breaded that, and then deep fried it. Whoa. And it was so delicious, but they were very, very upset with me for deep frying a
yeah.
$200 truffle.
Right.
And then also my entree was too small. And so by technicality, that was the best choice that they could make was it was too small, and therefore it didn't fit the standards of the round. And so we have to chop you. And Martha explained it to me for like 7 minutes.
Which they didn't show the 7 minutes
oh,
on the
so
air.
Cute.
You got
she,
like 30
she
seconds.
Like, she was like, Madeline, I just want to let you know that like we like you so much.
Aww.
And like you're so fun to watch, and you're so whimsical, and you're so lovely. And I'm so
aww.
Sorry. She just kept explaining
tell
it.
Tell me you got
like,
a picture with her.
I wasn't allowed to.
Oh.
We didn't have phones.
Darn.
They take
of
your
course.
Phone.
Yeah.
And so I couldn't take a cell phone. I couldn't take a selfie.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't do anything. But yeah, I would have loved to have taken a photo.
All right. I want to talk about Fond.
Sure.
Because that's Chef Madeline D's restaurant in Louisville in Crescent
that's
Hill.
That's the place. That's what I want to hear about.
But,
it's right in my neighborhood.
But I have to ask one more quick question about Food Network. Just
oh,
being
you
the,
and your TV obsession.
I know. I come from broadcast news. But here's my question.
Cool.
So you were recommended by Chef Edward Lee. But did they audition you to make sure you were good on camera? You know, that
yeah,
you had a personality?
I had to go
before,
through the whole process.
Okay.
Yeah, I had to fill out the paperwork and the applications. And I had to do like an hour and a half long interview and stuff
okay.
like that, and submit photos of my work. And I mean, they checked me out before they called me, but it was just such a special thing where they were like, Edward specifically recommended you.
Yeah.
And
so that's how you that got your foot in the door. You did the
yeah.
rest. Okay. And so are you media trained though, or have a theatrical background? You always wonder when these I thought you did somewhat.
Yes,
yeah.
I actually originally went to cooking school because I wanted to go out to LA and become an actress when I got out of school, but I hadn't gotten a college degree. I wasn't sure what I wanted to do, and I cannot tell you why, but it sounded like a great idea to go to culinary school.
Okay.
And I had never cooked anything. I had like made chocolate chip cookies.
Right.
And that was it.
Yeah.
And so I don't really know. I mean, it's like I knew something I didn't know.
Uh-huh.
And so I decided to go, and I thought maybe I could work in a restaurant because I was a really bad waitress. And I was like, I know that I can't go out there and do the stereotypes stereotype of like pursuing acting while I wait tables because I'm so bad at it. And so I was like, maybe I can just work in another part of the restaurant and that will make just as much sense. Maybe I can be a personal chef or a private chef. Maybe I can be a private chef to a famous person. And then the famous person will be like, Madeline, we love your food so much. And we think that you should be also a famous person. And I'll be like, thank you, famous person. But that did not, that didn't work.
I'm sure it opened the door for you though, because had Madeline D won on Shop, she would have received $10,000 as her prize.
Correct.
And you would have been able to maybe purchase the building that Fonda's in?
Yes, that was a really scary thing that happened was I ultimately decided to compete on Chopped because my landlord decided to put the building that Fawn is inside of on the market. And so I knew that if somebody bought it, I was gone. And so I wanted to try to kind of cobble together the down payment for it, and I knew that $10,000 would be a really nice chunk of it. So that's why I ended up competing. But you know, I mean, I went to culinary school and I absolutely fell in love with cooking, and it just totally trumped acting. But I also really do love to perform, and I love to talk to people. I love to make people laugh. I love to teach. And I have a little micro production company that's called Bold Bird Productions. And I make a show that's called The Seasoned Cynic's Guide to Entertaining. And then I also have a trademarked moniker, which is The Seasoned Cynic. And so I have a website, and I do like food writing and travel writing and entertaining tips and recipes and stuff like that. So little by little, I've been sort of like weaving all of these things together, but for a while it kind of seemed like I was just doing random stuff, and like now it seems like I have a plan, so that's good.
Well, plan is good. We have to eat at Fond, Rick.
That sounds great. I know it's a very limited opportunity. It's not like it's a restaurant that's open all the time.
Correct.
Tell our listeners about what that experience is like.
So every Friday,
what do I got to do to get in?
Well, every Friday.
Well, it's all sold out in July, dude.
That's true, and actually, we just sold out in August, also.
Ooh.
And so we're about half sold in September and October. And then people have started a little bit to book in November and December, but I don't have menus out, so that's, you know, not filling up as quickly. But there are only 12 seats a night, and it's every Friday and Saturday night by reservation. You make reservations on opentable.com, and you just search for us. And if you can't find the date you want, then it'll give you recommendations for other dates that are available. There are only 12 seats, and you can take all 12, but people seem to really enjoy it the most when they come in groups of 2 and 4. And so instead of it being communal seating, you sit at your own table. And so you've got some personal space.
Okay.
And so if you don't want to rub elbows with strangers, you don't have to, but you're only a few feet away, so if you want to like be friendly and share your wine and stuff, you can.
I would do that.
So what are the meals like? I'm very curious.
So they're it's basically a tasting menu fine dining dinner party. And so it's
wait,
like,
when you say fine dining, is it like pretentious?
No.
Okay.
Like then that's what people assume a lot of the time, which is frustrating because it's very artistic, and there are people who do think that food is just food. And I don't believe that food is just food. I believe that food can be really special. And so, you know, like the definition of pretentious is like thinking that something is more important than it actually is. But like I do think that food is super, super important. I don't think it's like more than food, but I think it's something that really connects people, and it can make you feel, and it can show you that you're welcome and that you matter. And so it's basically like fine dining for everyone. And it's a high price point, and I know that that excludes people, and that makes me so sad. But it's something that's really, really special. And you sit down, and no matter who you are, you're treated like family, and you're served 6 to 8 courses, and everything is very artfully and carefully and thoughtfully planned out and plated, and and it's just.
And I guess you come out and explain what's going on, and
I do
all that.
For the most part.
Which taps into this personality of yours, because it's this intimate setting of 12 seats, 6 courses. And bring your own booze, by the way, Rick. I don't know if you knew that. You bring your own booze.
It's BYOB, which is something that I didn't know you could do. Like when I was opening up the restaurant back in 2015, it was also a store. And I remember calling ABC, and they said, you know, you really only have two choices because you're also a store. And so all you can do is either sell beer and never have any other alcohol, or because you're a private establishment and it's private dinners, you can just do BYOB. And as long as you don't open the alcohol, you don't pour it, you don't serve it, you don't give anyone alcohol, you don't sell anyone alcohol, you stay away from the alcohol. But like, it's totally fine if people just bring their own. And they were like, so you'll basically save, you know, a couple $1,000 a year by just not doing that. And I was like, okay.
Chef, the one thing that I told Rick, though, if we go, you have to bring your own ice.
That's true. You do have to bring your own ice.
This is important, folks.
Yes.
Because I wouldn't want hot white wine, you know. Or yeah.
Well, we have coolers Okay. Where you can chill your wine for sure. And we will do that for you. And you can also drop off your wine early and we can just hang on to it and chill it for you. And people do that a lot. We have a partnership with the Wine Rack, which is about a block away. Mm-hmm. And they do pairings for all of our menus. And they also give you 10% off if you say you're coming to Fond. And so when you go buy that, you can drop that off at the restaurant, and then we'll just keep it for you until your reservation. And then also when you get to the Wine Rack, you can buy some of our product line and do your grocery shopping while you're picking up
this
your
is,
wine for
this
dinner.
This is all like real marketing.
She has so her own food product line: jams, mm-hmm. marinara, fig pizza,
yes.
risotto cakes, quiche, mm-hmm. all at the Wine Rack. But you can get them at Paul's, because I've seen them at Paul's
yes.
Fruit Market.
We have our jams at Paul's, and our jams are also at Mesa, the collaborative kitchen across the river. That was our first introduction into another state, which was really cool.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have our entire product line now is at the Wine Rack, because they just started to get our quiches. And then our whole product line is at the Highland Fish Market in Chenoweth Square, and then at the Bluegrass Exchange in Norton Commons. And right now we have 6 products, and there's one variation on 2 of the products, so I guess technically we have 8.
Mm-hmm.
So we have quiches that have bacon in them, and then we have fig pizzas that have prosciutto on them, and then we have vegetarian versions for people.
Sounds like you're the next Martha
yeah.
Stewart to me.
I would love that.
I got to ask one more thing before we go. We're running out of time, but I bet those products will be available at a new place. Mm-hmm. That you're involved in.
Yes, I am going to be the resident chef at the Logan Street Market when it opens this fall. It's basically going to be Louisville's version of Cincinnati's Findlay Market. And so it's going to be like a year-round farmer's market where we sell local handmade products, and we're going to have like food service from local vendors. There's going to be a farmer's market outside with little booths. There's going to be a microbrewery. They're going to be roasting their coffee on site. Like, everything about it is just so cool. And I'm going to be doing cooking demos and stuff.
Wow. Wow. Sounds fantastic. Yeah. I know Mike Safai is behind that, and it's been delayed a few times, but it's going to open this fall, right?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
It is going to be November, I think, come hell or high water, and I'm very excited about that.
Well, very good. And that is right there on Logan Street in the Shelby Park neighborhood, and it's very exciting for that spot.
It is.
And
yeah.
So glad you're going to be a part of it, too.
Thank you.
So,
Fond, 2520 Frankfort Avenue in Crescent Hill, mm-hmm. or you can Google Madeline D at the Seasoned Cynic.
That's right.
And by the way, folks, that's a cool website. There's a recipe on there for wine gummy bears.
Yep.
little gummy bears made out of wine.
They're so much fun. And they're not, they don't really stay alcoholic, obviously.
Darn
like
it.
You have to boil them so that the sugar mixes in with the wine.
Uh-huh.
And so, I mean, you don't want your kids to get a hold of them, but like, it's not
so
a situation
cute,
where it'll
though.
Get drunk if you eat them, but they're so cute.
Too bad I'm not making them now. I'm just kidding. Thanks
still,
so much for coming.
We still have
in.
Leftover ice cream, so
oh, that's
maybe
true.
We'll get into that.
Madeline, you are so soft-spoken for a theatrical person. Normally, we're very loud and rambunctious. And
well, that's the thing. I never really
kind of
fit anywhere. And the first place where I was able to really connect with people was on the stage, because it was the first time that I felt like I belonged somewhere.
I
like I could kind of be in control of what
right,
I was saying.
Right, right, right.
And that's the same thing with cooking. When I cook for people, that's how I make sense of the world, and that's how I connect with others.
You're expressing yourself through your food.
Yes,
I get it.
I'm a huge introvert, and so I connect with people by feeding them, and that's what makes this such a beautiful situation and why I love it so much.
Well, we love that you're repping the Ville.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We are supporters of you and Fond. We will eat there soon, and thank you for coming to the studio.
Of course. Thank you for having me. This was fun.
Rick Redding has his ear to the ground on Louisville news, issues, and media. Get a new episode every Thursday at Louisville.am.
And I really enjoyed meeting Miss Madeline D. here in the Louisville.am studios. She was really great. And I want to go to that thing, and we didn't say the price in the interview, but it's $95.
Mm-hmm.
It's well worth it, right, Carol?
Yeah, it's over six courses.
You get to bring your own stuff. You know, usually when you go to a restaurant and you end up buying, having a couple of drinks, you're running up a tab close to that amount anyway.
I don't mind bringing my own wine, by the way, you know, because I think it saves. I think $95 is could be pricey, but I think of it as a special occasion place, like a date night, a birthday, yeah, something like that. But you just have to plan ahead because they're sold out for months.
That's right.
So, but anyway, that's good. We're happy for her. So, Rick, I just, by the way, returned from Austin, Texas, where I spent a week on Lake Travis. Have you ever been to Lake Travis?
I have not. I've been to Austin, but not Lake Travis, I don't think.
And so, my eat of the week comes from SoCo, which is South Congress Boulevard in Austin. And it's called Hueros.
Hueros.
An Austin tradition, man, a taco bar. And I had, what do you think I had? What kind of tacos do you think?
Fish tacos.
Right.
Grilled mahi fish
yes,
tacos.
Yes, that's right. They were topped with shredded cabbage and corn and topped with chipotle tequila mayonnaise with a little side of rice and black beans. And it was absolutely my eat of the week and my favorite meal. So if anyone goes to Austin, South Congress, also known as SoCo, Hueros, an Austin tradition.
I want to get back out to El Taco Lucador and have one of those right now.
Eat of the week this week?
Well, I had a special occasion and went out to Mesh right in Brownsboro Road.
Awesome.
Had a some halibut, very nicely prepared on orzo, which is I found out is a pasta that looks like rice.
I love orzo.
And it was fantastic. A couple of bourbon-y drinks got off my diet again, but well worth it. And certainly can recommend the halibut at Mesh.
Okay.
Right up the street.
Do you remember last week we were talking about how folks need to get to the old Brownies, the Shed, because they were closing their doors?
Yes. You have scoopage on that.
I don't know about scoopage, but I just know folks that did listen to the show like private messaged me, and I just want to make sure everyone knows they are reopening in Plainview on Lynn Station Road. Like, I was looking at the construction over the weekend, and it's that old Dickie's barbecue place.
Okay.
Do you know what? I don't know if that rings a bell.
Yeah,
it's
up there by the old Skyline place.
Yes.
It's near there.
Yep. So it's all the same, the usual suspects from Brown. I mean, you will see your same waitresses and bartenders,
people
cooks,
hanging out
and
outside
owners.
The door smoking, right?
Brownies by the Shed, reopening soon in Plainview. And also, I wanted to mention that you're a fan of this place in New Albany. Is it Mesa?
Mesa,
is doing a new camp for kids, a cooking camp, which starts July 16th in New Albany, and it's 7 to 14 years old, and you can do a 9 to noon camp or a 1 to 4, and they're doing Italian. So if you still have a week open, as the McLeans do, to occupy your lovely children.
The McLeans are going to learn to cook Italian, it sounds like.
The McLeans know how to cook Italian. But anyway, I would still send Lucy Bell there in a heartbeat. Madison's a little too old now, but cooking camp, Mesa.
Good to introduce your kids to... All right, let's think of a good transition here. You're talking about kids. What about grandmas?
Oh, yeah, Grossa Grandma.
I would have thought
this is like
your mom would have been the ideal person for
well
this,
more like right? my Nona would have been, not my mom, but okay, so what Rick is referencing is Grossa Grama, the new Italian restaurant going in sort of that holiday manner. Kevin Grangier, the owner, it's his concept, Grossa Grama. He's looking for that authentic looking Italian woman that's going to give you a little lip when you walk in the door, sort of like the Italian host. So he's doing sort of this audition, this call for anyone in Louisville that wants to be the face of the Italian grandmother at Grossa Grama. Now, interestingly, they keep talking and showing this this person, whoever it's going to be, with a wooden spoon, you know?
Uh-huh.
Old school Italians, that's what they cook with, a wooden spoon. In my house, a wooden spoon was a weapon. I mean, my mother had a wooden spoon on the stove that if we were running around that kitchen, she would grab it and start swatting. But the thing that I really remember, my sister and I used to get the beat out of us in the backseat of the car. She had it on the dashboard.
Ooh.
And when we were driving, she'd have her left hand on the wheel, her right hand, when my sister and I would start scrapping, she would grab the spoon and just start swatting like a jockey on a horse, like choo, choo. And it would just
hope you hit something.
Oh my God. On your bare skin legs back there. So a wooden spoon, I'm like, I see the Hosa Grossa Grama with a wooden spoon, I'm running.
I guess so. That's something to be scared of. There's a flash water at my house, so we got used to that. All right. So news around town. Just things we notice and things you might find on the Eat Drink Talk website. Big news downtown, the Galt House. You know, they're trying to keep up with the Omni and the Marriott and all that. So their Down One Bourbon Bar has been remodeled at some unknown price tag, but they're opening July 9th, and so that's coming right up, and it's supposed to be better, bigger, cooler, different menu, and
I liked the old Down One, but I am sure I will like the new one. Well, are they keeping that telephone booth?
No, didn't see that in the pictures. But
okay, because that was cool. All right.
I was very interested last week. The announcement for the stadium in Butchertown is a big deal.
Yeah.
That whole area, I ride my bike down there, and it's going to be great to have that all developed, and can't wait to see what new restaurants come in.
Right. Were you there for the groundbreaking of the stadium?
I did not attend.
Okay.
But I could have.
Okay.
I was nearby, but I didn't
right,
make it.
Right.
But I have been to the there's one restaurant a lot of people don't know about called Pizza Lupo.
Mm-hmm.
And it's in what I would say, it's going to go from being a terrible, terrible location to being a pretty darn good location once stuff starts developing there. It's sort of hot down there. It's behind Butchertown Social on the left, and there's the flood walls right there. And they don't have big signage. So they've made it for a year. So now that this stuff is coming, I think that place will prosper.
Yeah.
And
well, also, they have the new Main and Clay Apartments that just opened up, which is going to help bring more foot traffic to that continued revitalization of the Butchertown area.
Yeah, that's a big deal. In fact, one of my neighbors where I live moved out and moved down there this weekend. So they are open.
It reminds me of, folks, if you've ever stayed in a loft hotel or sort of a W, yeah, it reminds me of that with bedrooms. Because it's very hipster-like, and the colors, it's very modern, it's very cool.
Yeah.
I think they're sold out. I think they have a few one-bedrooms that are running like $1,200 a piece, but like the three beds are like $3,400, so that could be pricey. But it's very, very cool.
Yeah, I guess so.
They have a place to groom your dog. So they have a specific room where the groomer can come to you to groom your dog at the Main and Clay Apartments. That's kind of cool and new and adds a little cachet to the apartment community.
I guess so. Okay. I guess that's fun.
Yeah.
I know when we first started talking about doing this show, Carolyn, I told you about this place called Matzo Pie.
Oh, I freaking love it now.
And you freaking love it.
I always like, Rick, where do I go next? Yeah, that's like, oh my God, the pizza is so crazy. Now you can only have lunch there.
Yeah, well, so I don't know what it's going to be like, but they're opening a new one in Distillery Commons. So ownership. And
I'm there.
That's
is he going to build his oven though? Because that's what makes the matzo pie on LaGrange Road so good. Is that he like built that brick by brick with his own hands?
Yeah, it is an amazing structure out there in in Anchorage.
Oh my God!
Oh no!
I had an allergy attack.
All right. Matzo pie is coming to Distillery Commons. I don't have a date on that yet, but something to keep in mind as you're talking about food and stuff going on.
Wait. Are you watching the World Cup? Have you been watching that since you were talking about the stadium?
No.
Those players are hot as hell.
Are they really?
Oh my God. I don't even watch soccer because I used to thought it was boring, but.
Well, they do wear short shorts.
Girls and boys.
All right. So this weekend, after the 4th of July, which is weirdly on Wednesday, out in J-Town, there's a beer fest. And I think it's the third one they've ever had. I usually pour there as a
volunteer. You pour so you can drink for free, though.
Well,
let's be honest.
Okay. All right. I accept it.
All right.
You know,
just own it.
You've got me.
I
own that. So sometimes you get some interesting beers out there. And they're getting that's grown every year, and it's really cool. Even though I don't live out there anymore, it's one of their cool events. And the other project that's nearby to me that's close to my heart, because I can walk to the Manhattan Project up on Frankfort Avenue.
Mm.
You been there?
I think I have, but I don't consider it the Manhattan Project. Isn't it called the Hub?
No. Oh, okay. It's down from the Hub. It's right next to the Jay Gumbo's down there.
Okay, no.
And it was in back of what was Nancy's Bagel Grounds, which is now moved out, and the Manhattan Project is expanding into that space. And I'm really anxious to see what that's going to be like, because with more space and more prominence on the road, I think that place will be good. I think it's pretty good food in there.
Okay.
I've had some salads and, you know, some stuff.
Some salads.
But the Nancy's thing, if you drive over to Spring Street, right catty quarter from Spring Street Bar and Grill, mm-hmm. you know where that is, their new place is called Payne Street Bakehouse. And it's a fancy looking little spot. I haven't been inside yet, but they've got a nice menu of stuff, and certainly a great addition to the area.
All right,
I can't walk there, but it's good. It's good.
Rick, I think that we may have to wrap early because our interview went long with Madeline D. Which
I've got 100 more stories.
I know, but I'm just gonna. You usually wrap me. I'm giving you the hook. I'm giving you the hook.
All right. We won't be able to talk about the meat market and new meat market in Portland at 28th and Market.
All right. You just got it in. folks, thank you for listening. We have noticed recently a little bit of an uptick in listenership. So we want to thank everybody that's spreading the good word on eatdrinktalk.net. It's also on iTunes and Stitcher, eatdrinktalklou. On Twitter, is that Twitter. I got that right? And of course, I check our Facebook page, as does Rick. And I wanted to thank Aaron Little, is somebody that commented recently on the Facebook page. Aaron Little suggested we go to Barry's Cheese Steakhouse or Mark T's Slab House. So I'm putting that. You can pick one of the two.
Okay.
We'll find something healthy. Esque for you to eat. But thank you, Aaron Little, for the recommendation. So keep them coming, folks. You're our foot soldiers out there.
We'll try it for you.
And one last 4th Street Live mention, Rick.
Yes, 4th Street Live is hopping. Nelly is coming to 4th Street Live. And those of you who are into hip hop and rap know who Nelly is. That's on August 3rd, first weekend in August. The night before Nelly comes on Friday, the night before, you're going to have Danny Dean and the Homewreckers, which is rockabilly.
Oh, I like rockabilly.
You might like that. Yeah, that's going to be down there.
I like rockabilly. It's fun.
Yeah, it's very cool. And so that's happening. And a lot of other stuff happening at 4th Street Live. It's always packed down there. And certainly recommend you go down there and check out a restaurant or something.
All right. Everybody, thanks for listening to Eat, Drink, Talk. We'll be back next week. I'm Carolyn McLean.
Rick Redding.
For my lovely Rick Redding, co-host. Everyone, go chow down.
Catch up on the city's restaurant scene every day by visiting eatdrinktalk.net.